Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good.
That's the late, great James Brown, the godfather of soul, bringing us back. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one from my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Starting to get the picture, right? We're all about small business here, and so is Rhett Power. Rhett is the author of the new book, The Entrepreneur's Book of Actions. It's a daily reader, folks. This is a really... Rhett Power, thanks again for being here. Folks, this guy's got he's got the goods, or he wouldn't be on the show. You know that. So I encourage you to go to his website, Rhett Power, R-H-E-T-T, power.com. I love the way the architecture of your book, because it's you know, something for them to do every day, and it's, they're all short, they're all meaningful. So congratulations not only on the book but on the architecture.
Well, thank you. I did it, and thank you for playing James Brown on the intro. That's a good thing to get you pumped.
A good South Carolina boy, wasn't he?
That's my homeboy, right? the structure. It wasn't intentional. It was done. I did it really because it's how I think I've got adult ADD. I've never been diagnosed, but I have attention span of a gnat, and everybody in my business will tell you that. And it's the way I have to operate. It's one of those tools that my mom taught me.
You just go with it.
That's right. And you know, I have to sit down and take short periods of time where I can focus on one activity, and I've got about 15 or 20 minutes in me to do that. So that's how it sort of ended up.
Well, and every day has an affirmation.
It does.
I love this. But folks, I'm telling you, you're going to want to buy two and give one away. So what made you think about doing it this way? Because of your attention span?
No, exactly. No, I this is attention span. This is, you know, I have to, the affirmations came from my philosophy on how you talk to yourself. I think our internal dialogue with ourselves is extremely important to our attitude and to everything that we do. But I, you know, the format again just was because I think in short little bursts, and I have to, you know, I have to manage. One of the things I do in the book is we talk about time management. One of the ways I do my time management is I make lists, you know, and I have to check off that list. I have to, you know, and I have to focus. And it, and I take 15 or 20 minutes a day, and I try to think about what I'm doing. I try to think about the way I'm doing it. I try to think about the things that I need to do that are the really core things to the business that are important, you know, because it's very easy to walk in. I know everybody does this, but I have a master plan every day, and the 5 minutes within walking in the door in the morning, that plan is out the window.
You know what the generals say, right? The best laid battle plan lasts only until we make contact with the enemy.
Exactly. And the enemy, when you walk in the door, is your customer, is your other employees, and everything else that's going on in the business. And so
the world.
You know, in the world, right. And so I wrote this book for me, and I as I got into it, because I write for Inc. and for Success, and
right.
You know, those are issues that are, when I write stuff, I write it because it's a question that I face in my business, usually within that couple weeks, or it's an issue that somebody that I know, you know, another small business owner that I talk to is facing, and so it's a way for me to think about the problems that we all face.
Right. Well, and folks, the book, as he said, it's a daily reader, so there's 52 weeks of something every day for you to read. But also, if something's going on here in week two that's not coming up next, all they got to do is go to the table of contents, and there's something in that table of contents for that issue. Just pop over there, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'd like people to follow the format, but I don't think you have to. I think you can You know, if it's not in the order for you, you can change the order.
Well, I'm reading one here called, and let me see where I can find where it is, called Quirky Customers. All right.
Yes.
So quirky customers are, you know, way over in the book. And so if here I am in week two and I've got a quirky customer, you know, I may hop over to week 37 and see what's going on. And I'll probably forget it by the time I get back. Anyway, folks, the main thing I wanted you to know is, and as you know, folks, I review a lot of books, and I wouldn't bring them on the show if I didn't think they were important. But I get a little extra excited about certain books, and Red, I'm excited about this one.
Well, thank you. Thank you, and I appreciate that. It's nice to feel like it's something that can help people. That's the biggest satisfaction out of it. You know, I look at it as sort of a business coach without the $2,000 a month fee.
Right. Is that all you charge, man? I got more than that, and I still couldn't. No wonder you had to go in. You had to start making toys.
Exactly.
So last thoughts, Rhett.
Last thoughts. I think the book can do a couple of things for you, and it's not going to solve all your problems. Obviously, you've got to do the work, but I do think a couple of things. I think it can help you take the time out, sort of guide you in taking a few minutes every day to stop and think about what you're doing and how you're doing it. I think it can help you evaluate the aspects of where you are weak and where you need to evolve and
right.
where you can need to grow. And I think it can help you ask the questions that maybe you've ignored. And
Rhett, I gotta wrap it up. I need your website one more time quickly, please.
It's Rhett Power, RHETTPOWER.com.
Rhett, you got a lot more to teach us. Will you come back?
Absolutely, anytime.
Good job today.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.